This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Dry Fork Corridor in the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest is an increasingly popular outdoor destination, but because of mining waste in the area, officials are warning visitors about dangers there and trying to redirect them to safer parts of the site. Montana's mining boom during the late 19th and early 20th century led to extensive mining in the area. Although the days of active mining are long gone, the impacts still affect the land and water there. Steve Opp, Minerals and Geology Program Manager for the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest, says, "Geology here dictated that there were a lot of different ore bodies here in this area, predominantly silver and lead. So because of that, there were a lot of different mining companies that operated here in the past and, you know, left their mark on the land. Old machinery and gated off entrances of the abandoned mine are obvious to visitors, but piles of hazardous mine tailings or a copper-colored creek might be less obvious to people recreating at the site." Opp said, "Galena Creek flows red because of acid mine drainage or mine-influenced water." In 2020, during the COVID pandemic, more people visited national forests to recreate outside because they could not gather inside. Opp says, "Because of the pandemic, we saw an exponential increase in recreational use here, and in 2020, we went around to a lot of the different dispersed sites throughout the drainage where people were camping and took a portable X-ray fractometer, an XRF, and measured metal levels in the soils at the camping areas, finding that there were areas that we had people camping on, areas with elevated metals. Abandoned mine sites pose health risks to human and environmental health. Soils, sediments, groundwater, and surface water near the Barker-Hughesville mining area all have been contaminated with the poison arsenic and with heavy metals like copper, zinc, cadmium, and lead. Chemicals were used to refine the precious metals, and over time, flooding and rain events carried the contaminants down the watershed. Opp says the fluvial tailings have come down the drainage through flooding events, making the site unhealthy for visitors. As the EPA facilitates remediation on the Superfund site, the Forest Service and other agencies are taking measures to protect people hiking and camping in the area. There are new vault toilets, camping sites, and fire rings that are sited away from poisonous and hazardous mine tailings to encourage people to recreate in areas that are uncontaminated outside the floodplain. Newly installed kiosks outline safety measures like bringing your own filtered water, washing hands before eating to avoid ingesting any contaminated dust or soil, and staying on trails to avoid disturbing contaminated soils. Annie Stark, actress and daughter of Glenn Close, is hosting a new cooking show, The Mountain Kitchen, at her family's ranch in Bozeman, Montana. The show will premiere on November 5th on the Magnolia Network and will feature stunning views of Montana and delicious dishes. Annie Stark's new cooking show has stunning food and stunning views. Stark, 35, explains that she's been obsessed with food, entertaining, and the great outdoors for as long as she can remember. Stark, a native New Yorker, moved to Montana with her husband Mark Albu to be closer to family, mostly her mom, Glenn Close. The Mountain Kitchen will feature 8 30-minute episodes. Stark will share dishes and recipes in between documenting ranch projects like the installation of a new chicken coop. Stark, whose father is Close's ex-boyfriend, producer John Stark, has starred in the Netflix movie Ratchet and alongside her mom in 2017's The Wife. Glenn Close makes occasional appearances on The Mountain Kitchen. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.